Moncrief on News Talk.
Referring to someone as loud can often be meant as a bit insulting, but not in the case of Joseph McGrail Baitup. Joseph is town crier for the city of Canberra and is now officially the loudest in the world. Joseph, good afternoon and congratulations to you.
Good afternoon and thank you.
did you always know you were loud?
No, I was the shy guy at school. I never thought that the day would come where I would actually be crowned the loudest in the world, but it's just, everything has just gone out of proportion. I did this for fun, and I've been everywhere. I've been all over the world. I can't believe it. Now I'm in Ireland, and I must say I'm a member of the Irish Club here in Canberra as well.
Okay, fantastic to hear that. Who previously had the record, and why did you think I can take her?
Well, the previous record holder, which actually is still a record holder, because what Guinness did, they actually divided into male and female. So when I applied, I was applying for the individual male. So Annalisa Flanagan from Ireland, the school teacher, she holds the female loudest the loudest shout, and she shouted the word quiet. But I just thought I'd give this a go because I'm a town crier, and just to have a bit of fun and see if I could actually get up there with one of the best in the world.
Okay, and you chose the word. Was it now you chose to shout as loud as you could?
I chose now.
Yeah.
Annalise had quiet. I did try quiet on my first three attempts, but it just wasn't getting up there with the decibels. So it was my daughter that scoured the web, and because quiet is a two-syllable word, she found a word that would actually get the lungs and the diaphragm working, which was now one syllable, and it's got that ow sound. So it was really, really strong.
Ah, right. Okay. And that got you up to 122.4 decibels. Now, it wasn't that people from Guinness flew out to hear you. You recorded yourself doing this.
I had to actually get a specialist, a sound acoustic specialist into the studio. So he had the decibel reader. He had to calibrate it to the room. After we'd actually done the attempt, he had another 3 hours of work to do just to get a report ready. I had to have two independent witnesses. I had to have someone recording it. I had to have someone measure the ground so that I'd be exactly a meter away. So it's a small team that I had to get together for it. Then you had to get all of that information, send it across to Guinness World Records, and they had to ratify it. So here we are today, and the loudest person in the world.
Okay, and you have form in this as well, Joseph. You were previously a record holder for shooting arrows.
I was. I shot 10 arrows. The fastest time to shoot 10 arrows, and that was 1:03. I think it was about 6 to 9 months later it was taken over from me by a 6-year-old, would you believe?
Oh, dear. Okay, I'm no doubt a very talented 6-year-old.
Absolutely.
We can rest assured.
He even got the most amount of arrows into a target while on roller skates.
Wow, that is impressive. Have you been town crier of Canberra for long? Is it a fixed term kind of a gig, or are you town crier for as long as you want to be?
As long as I want to. I was appointed back in 2017 by the ACT's chief minister. That's kind of like, like the local council. It's just a fancier name, the Legislative Assembly. I've got the role for as long as I want it. So, which is really exciting. I'm very good friends with a few town criers over in the UK. And, it's a wonderful society.
And are there specific events that you're required to attend and to do the crying for?
Not specific ones I'm required for, but people, you know, I do some fates, I do some car shows. The car shows are really interesting because I'm yelling over sports cars. Mm. But it's whatever people want to have me along for. I've got two outfits. One is a kilt. So I've got that kind of Scottish background there, and also the man from Snowy River look as well. So I've got that real Australian Snowy Mountains look.
Okay, fabulous. If anyone attempts to break your record and succeeds in breaking your record, Joseph, will you have another go to try and top that?
No, I'm happy that I've actually broken it once. And records are there to be broken. And I think, you know, good luck to anyone that wants to take it on. I think it's actually great. And that's what I think of the Guinness World Records. Anything that's in that book can be broken. And I would actually really say to anyone that wants to do any kind of record, look through the book, look on the website, and go for it, because that's what it's all about. It's about having some fun. And again, that's what I did this for, just to have some fun. I thought that only the local radio stations would pick this up, and I was surprised. I was blindsided.
Yeah, well, now you're world famous. Joseph, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Joseph McGrail Bate up there, town crier for the city of Canberra.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.